A decade-long independent counsel investigation into a member of President Clinton's cabinet officially came to an end today with no charges filed. The target of the probe was former Housing Secretary Henry Cisneros, who pleaded guilty 6 years ago for lying to the FBI about cash payments he made to a former mistress. As NPR's Don Gagne reports, the case has reignited old concerns about the independent counsel law that expired in 1999.
This investigation ran longer than anyone expected back in 1995 when then-Attorney General Janet Reno announced that an independent counsel would look into statements Henry Cisneros made during an FBI background check when he was selected for the Clinton cabinet. And listening to Cisneros in March of 95, it's clear that it lasted longer than even he imagined.
I'm hopeful that the investigation will be completed expeditiously, and I'm confident the independent counsel will conclude that I did not engage in criminal wrongdoing.
Instead, the probe, led by Prosecutor David Barrett, came to symbolize for many what was wrong with the independent counsel law enacted in the wake of Watergate, that it provided too much authority and not enough oversight, leading to lengthy, costly investigations. Other high-profile independent counsel cases included the Clinton-era Whitewater case and the Iran-Contra investigation of the Reagan years. At the heart of the Cisneros case were payments he made to a woman with whom he'd had an affair, and whether such payments put him in violation of federal tax laws. He was indicted on 18 counts, but in 1999 pleaded guilty to a single misdemeanor. Many thought that would be the end of it. It wasn't. Instead, Barrett continued to press, suspecting the Clinton administration of restricting his access to key tax documents and obstructing his case. In a lengthy 474-page report issued today, Barrett wrote that he was stymied by a cover-up within the Clinton administration, saying in a statement that the title of his final report should have been "What We Were Prevented from Investigating." But a former Clinton administration Justice Department official, Robert Litt, says Barrett's broader investigation went nowhere for good reason.
He thought he had a tax case, and nobody at the Department of Justice thought that he had the tax case that he thought he had. And he therefore concluded that since everybody disagreed with him, there must be a conspiracy to obstruct justice. But there's no evidence of that conspiracy.
The end of this investigation is prompting longtime critics of the independent counsel law to again bemoan what they see as a misguided post-Watergate reform effort. Joseph DeGeneva, a former federal prosecutor and himself a one-time independent counsel, says that whatever the merits of the case involving Cisneros, this particular statute was always a mistake.
The independent counsel statute proved to be one of the most disastrous pieces of legislation ever enacted by Congress. It ruined people's lives. It undercut the credibility of the United States Department of Justice without any basis. And it cost the taxpayers tens of millions of dollars.
DeGeneva points to the ongoing investigation by Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald into a CIA leak as an example of how such inquiries can be carried out absent an independent counsel law. Meanwhile, Cisneros, who in 1997 left his cabinet post, was later granted a pardon by President Clinton. He's now in the private sector and had no comment today, but his attorneys issued a statement complaining that even in his final report, the independent counsel continues to allege criminal wrongdoing despite a lack of evidence. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.